Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. What are your thoughts on, well, you already know what I'm talking about. If you subscribe to my free newsletter, link in the description of this video. So we just found out that the United States military-industrial complex has just exported more weapons to the world than ever. We hit a record here. What does this mean to you? What do we understand? I mean, you know, it's incredible to me. Look, the world is preparing for global war, or should I say, it's world control. It's central banks who are setting the stage right now for global war. You better get hip to this, people. Honestly, that's where we're going. There is just no doubt about it. In my view, that's what this is all about. So the United States is arming the world right now. And these weapons, of course, are going to be used against us and everybody else here. So just do your own research into this. And I want to hear, what are your thoughts on that? Greg, you're on target. You're off base. The world is preparing for peace. Really? Honestly? Let me know what you think, because it's pretty much in our freaking face here, people. It's not going to stop, as I've been telling you for the longest time. This system is coming down. They're dismantling it piece by piece. It's a war against you. If you're a member of the middle class, I've been telling you for 10 years or longer that you have a target tattooed to your face and you can't get it off. You are being eliminated. You are being exterminated as world control, central banks foster their new neo-feudal system. You're done. I'm telling you, they want half of this population wiped out, maybe more than that. That's where we're going. It's all about control. They want to sincerely, you know, this thing is so twisted, people. I'm preaching to the choir here. I get it. But that's where this is going. It's interesting. I was just flipping this morning through some of the propaganda ministry articles there, and they're talking about how our illustrious, beautiful president, he is now burdened with another war, which he doesn't want. Let me explain this to you in case you don't know. Whoever sits behind the Resolute desk does what he's told, okay? This is not a person, whoever's back there, who is acting in your interest, although you may think so, because that's how it's designed, to warp your mind. This is, again, it's the central banks who run the show. They are the government. Once you understand that, people, everything will become clear to you. Until that time, you're going to be lost. You're going to listen to the propaganda ministry and believe everything that they tell you, who to love, who to hate, and who has to die next. Now, speaking of that, you got more and more of our loving, caring senators calling for direct attacks on Iran. And you know, you got Pocahontas here this morning. How about this one? You know who I'm talking about, Elizabeth Warren. Not only is she still crusading against Bitcoin because she wants you in those Federal Reserve notes here, but she's urging the Federal Reserve to cut rates, which they're going to do anyway. Speaking of which, we're going to hear from the Federal Reserve tomorrow. I do not believe they're going to cut rates tomorrow. This is more of something that's going to come down the line. I think they're going to keep everything kind of steady right now. They're setting the groundwork here for rate cuts moving down the line. Could they cut rates tomorrow? Maybe. But I think it's an outlying event. I don't believe it's going to happen. It will happen. It's just a matter of how they coordinate with the other world central banks to further destroy the economy. Again, the economy is done. It's free falling faster and faster and faster. And the consumer, they're done too. Oh, but they're spending. You know, consumers are spending more because it's great news. I mean, I love how they do this. You remember we just got this consumer spending report? Oh, consumers are spending. It proves to you that they're strong. No. They're forced to do it because inflation continues to rise by the Federal Reserve's own favorite gauge, personal consumption expenditures. Oh, yes. I'm laughing. It's pathetic. But this is how they try to sell this to you. It's an incredible situation here. So anyway, going back to the Federal Reserve tomorrow, we're gonna look, this is world control. We're going to hear from them tomorrow. Why do we have to live like this, you and me? Think about it. Why are you and I forced to live under the rulership of an institution that has nothing to do with the government? This is a private institution. They're no more federal than Federal Express. You know that. But again, of course, that's the way it is. And it's a terrible thing that we're forced to live and transact in their system. A private entity system. It's not a government system. It's their system. Well, you know, they are the government now. And this has been their goal since forever to do that. They're going to work even harder moving forward to foster and deepen hatred between people by race, by religion, by skin color, whatever they can do here, okay? They're gonna use the mainstream media to push that on you, to force you into believing that certain groups of people are your enemy and this is why you need to hate them. Again, if they can force you or cause you to be afraid of something, just one thing, they now can take over your entire mind. That's how it works. This is a method of control that has been used against the people since time immemorial. And it won't, just the same thing as fairy tales that are told to us from when we're little children and we become indoctrinated into believing in these absolutely far-fetched, impossible things, and they are gospel truth. Oh, anyway, I think you get my gist on that, people. Anyway, so with regard to the market this morning, look, we've seen, I'm laughing again. I shouldn't be laughing, but I am. Record high, record high, record high, record high, record high. Are you watching the 10-year yield this morning? It came down. And this is, again, because of the promise of more war. It's driving cash into the perceived safety of debt, just as you and I have called out since I don't know how freaking long. You think it's going to stop, really? Is the world, in your opinion, preparing for peace or preparing for all-out death and war? I think that's where we're at. Let me ask you this while we're on that topic. What is the business of government? Is the business of government really to take care of the people because they care about us so much? No. The business of government is to survive and to prosper by any means for themselves here. And being that we understand, at least I hope so, at least you should get it by this point, that it is the central banks who are the government of the world. How do they survive? By issuing more of their product to the world. That's it. That's how they have their power. It's their Achilles heel. Henceforth, why wars, expanding wars, spending off the Richter scale like you can't possibly believe. Currency devaluation, dismantling of the new system, setting up a new system of their control. You realize that? It's astonishing to me, really, how many people don't get it. And the distractions and the deceptions. Oh, listen to what this person is saying. Oh, this is what's going on. It's all about the central banks. These things need to be eradicated. If we can get rid of central banks, we could finally be free. You realize that we have no freedom. I don't care what you may think. We can't be free if we have to live in their system, in their debt-based system that is designed to create nation slaves and individual slaves. You get that? You understand what I'm talking about? But again, you know, focus on what this imbecile is saying, what that imbecile is saying here. And, oh, yes, it really matters who's president. They're going to make a difference like it did last time and the time before that and the time before that. Oh, really did. And look where we are today, people. This is a long game that they're playing. And they'll put whatever figurehead they want to twist your mind behind the resolute destined to believing into a complete falsehood. It's just astonishing to me. It really, really is. Stock futures this morning are slightly lower. All right. Whatever. 10-year yield lower, as I said. This is that exactly what you would expect to happen as the world prepares for more war. The Middle East is going to get lit up here. U.S. dollar slightly weaker this morning. Gold and silver aren't doing too much of anything right now. Crypto's also not doing too much, hovering around 43,000. But all right, we got this Fed decision tomorrow. You know already what's going to happen here. We're going to hear from world control and they're going to dictate to us again how we can live or not live. They control it all, and once you get hip to that, the better off you're all going to be, people. I'm telling you right now. And unless we get rid of these institutions, we can never be free. We have to live by their rules and the rules of Pocahontas, I guess, with her crusade against Bitcoin and her urging the Federal Reserve to cut rates, which plays right into the what the fuck. Nothing gets a central banker off more than hearing a president, for example, calling for negative rates or a weaker dollar. That was Trump. Or Pocahontas right now. See how they're on the same page? They called each other out, right? On the same page. Calling for rate cuts here. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock here. You're being duped, people. Okay, once you realize that, you're all going to be better off, all right? Love you a lot from the heart. I want to hear from you about the stuff we covered here. Please share the video. Please get it out there. Those thumbs up are great. Please give the video a thumbs up if you got something out of it. If not, that's fine too, all right? I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream.